All right, we're just going to take a quick time out from talking about the Yankees because Kyle Rudolph is on the line. This Giants report is brought to you by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New York Giants. Hey, Kyle, it's Moose and Maggie here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, tough loss, 38-11 against the Rams. You guys are now 1-5. You know, I want to just circle into something where Joe Judge said he challenged the team at halftime. You know, did something like that have to be said, Kyle? Was the team in danger of, like, packing it in at that point and needed Judge to really, like, get you guys back on the same page?
I don't think so. I think the biggest thing, you know, his message was, you know, forget the scoreboard. Go out and start the second half like it's 0-0. And, you know, let's just, for 30 minutes, we did not play the style of football that, you know, is our standard and we're accustomed to playing. But at halftime in that moment, there's nothing that we can do about it at that point. You can't go back and fix the first half. So, you know, let's go out in the second half and play the style of football that we're accustomed to and the style of football that we were expected to play going into the game.
Kyle, how is that room right now with this team being 1-5?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think everyone's frustrated because no one thought at this point in the season, you know, with our expectations, with the work you put in all offseason, all training camp, you know, we do all of that from April on to go out and win football games. And that's how you're evaluated in this league, by wins and losses, and that's all that matters.
Kyle Rudolph is joining us from the New York Giants. You know, unfortunately, guys have been hit by injuries, and specifically in the receiving core with, you know, Kadarius Toney leaves the game in the first quarter. Kyle, are you surprised you haven't been targeted more once the Giants and since the Giants have been losing weapons week after week?
You know, for me, I can't control what my role is in the pass game. You know, I've said that all along, and, you know, it's something that I've learned throughout my career, especially in the tight end position where, you know, it's one where, you know, you can be heavily involved in the pass protection role, or you can be heavily involved in the pass receiving role. And, you know, certainly I've been more involved in the pass protection side of things through the first 6 weeks of the season. You know, you talk about injuries. You mentioned the receiving core. Well, you certainly could look at the offensive line as well. And that's just what I've been asked to do. That's what they've asked me to do here through the first 6 weeks. And, you know, I can't control that. I just got to go out and, you know, be better at that and try to do the best I can.
You know, Kyle, the offensive line without Andrew Thomas being a part of it, you know, has kind of really struggled. And, you know, you've been a very good catching and blocking tight end over the course of your career. Speak to Thomas a little bit. I know your first year here with the Giants and being a teammate of Andrew, but, you know, how impressed have you been about the young left tackle here for the Giants?
He's been extremely impressive. You know, from, you know, the first day we put the pads on in training camp, you know, going and practicing against teams like the Patriots and the Browns and just seeing him work all through training camp. And then, you know, you see the success that he had through, you know, really the first 4 weeks of the year before he got banged up. Just, you know, it's amazing what you can do as an offense when you don't even have to worry about the left side of the line because, you know, Andrew will just take care of that. And it creates so many more opportunities for the other four in the tight end on the other side because, you know, you just erase one guy off the picture because, you know, Andrew's got that.
You know, I want to ask you, Kyle, about Leonard Williams and, you know, talked about the fans and, you know, caught him, you know, got asked a question about fans booing. You could understand, I mean, Kyle, I know your first year here in New York. You could understand, I'm not telling that everyone should be booed, but you can understand the Giants fans' frustration. They want to see you guys win just like you want to win.
Absolutely. You know, I would boo myself too. It's, you know, it's unacceptable where we're at here 6 weeks through the season. And, you know, we're the New York Football Giants. There's a high expectation for us. Certainly much higher than, you know, we're reaching right now. And, you know, that's on us. We got to come together as a football team. In my 11 years in the league, this is one of the closest groups I've ever been around. And, you know, we need to start playing that way. We need to start playing complementary football, the offense helping the defense helping special teams helping the offense. And until we get to that point, you know, we're going to continue to struggle. But like I said, as soon as we get to where we're playing that complimentary football, you can go back to the last 11 minutes in New Orleans and see that. And I think that's a great example of the potential of this team. We just got to go out and play that way for 60 minutes.
You know, Kyle, players often talk about the fact of, you know, coaches not only have to have the questions, but they have to have the answers, right? And tell the player why and the reason why, right, that you need to do something. But, you know, your first year under Joe Judge, you have any reservations that he has the answers and that this team will turn it around and the organization will turn around?
Absolutely. You know, I just mentioned, you know, the recipe is right there in front of us. You know, we showed it down in New Orleans. We've showed glimpses of it, you know, throughout the first 6 weeks of the season. We've also showed that when we don't do things the right way, when we don't do things the way we're coached to do them, what the result is. So again, like this coaches coach and players play. And until we go out and play better, it doesn't matter.
Kyle Rudolph of the New York Giants. Kyle, thanks so much for the time today. Best of luck against Carolina. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me and talk to you soon.
Okay. You got it. Thank you, Kyle.
That Giants report was brought to you by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New York Giants. It was also presented by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And by Modelo Especial, an official beer of the New York Giants. Of course, the biggest story of the day, the New York Yankees, Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, both meeting the media. Boone with a brand spanking new contract for 3 years. Club option for a fourth. Brian Cashman saying it's on his shoulders to get this thing fixed coming off the toughest season that he's had as a Yankee executive. We are going to get back to your phone calls in just a moment. 877-337-6666.